Did you know your body is designed to heal itself and that energy healing is one of the most ancient ways to help it do exactly that? From hands-on methods to tapping, crystals, sound, and even your own breath, energy healing takes many forms. Today, we're exploring what energy healing really means, the different approaches available, and how you can bring these practices into your daily life. Welcome to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic, an energy worker, a soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl Guide to Goals, One Spicy Erotic Story, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. This month, it is all about energy work and self-healing. And to go with that theme, I have made all of my energy work on outofbodyxc.com 50% off. It's already taken off at the site, so all you need to do is go there, sign on up, I'll help you out. And if you have any issues of it at all, please email me at alliethies@yahoo.com. All right, let's move forward to the card of the week. It doesn't matter if you're listening to this card today, this week, 5 years from now, whenever you stumble upon this episode, this card is for you for this week. And the deck I'm using today is Guides of the Hidden Realms by Colette Baron-Reed. And let's see what card we pull now. All right. This is always exciting for me to see how the week's going to go. Because I'm always curious. You know, like you, I like a heads up. You know, what do I have to look for? What do I have to watch out for? Whatever the case may be, let us do this. Okay. Shuffle. All right, we shuffled. Now let's pull a card. What do we got going on? We'll do this one. What do we got? We have a call to transformation. It's about metamorphosis, the in-between. So this week, be prepared to be transformed in some way, shape, or form. It's not like you're going to be a caterpillar and turn into a butterfly at week's end, but you're going to be going through some sort of transformation, some sort of shift. Maybe you weren't expecting the shift. Maybe you have been for a while and you're like, where the heck is it? Well, this is a week it's either starting or it will start and finish in the same week. Things have been known to happen, right? Now, when you're going through this transformation, this metamorphosis, we all get stuck in the in-between. The in-between is where nothing really happens. It's like you're in suspension, like you're treading water. No matter what you try to push forward, it doesn't work because you're in the in-between and nothing works there but resting. So don't be surprised if sometime this week, that's what you feel like doing. You just feel like resting, like pushing forward with whatever you're trying to do, just isn't working out the way you wanted it to. Okay? Sometimes when we're in that in-between, again, all we can do is rest. Because let me tell you, when that transformation is over, whenever you've gone from that caterpillar to that butterfly, you're going to be busy. Whatever it is, you're going to be busy doing, okay? Because your energy, your body, your personality, your feelings, whatever it is involved in this transformation, it did not go through this for nothing. Okay, it's supposed to happen. So this week, again, be on the lookout for either stepping into transformation and you're in the metamorphosis. Maybe it happens starting today to the end of the week. But also be prepared that you are in the in-between. So do not get too frustrated if things do not pan out exactly the way you thought they would. Now, obviously, this card is an overall. It does not apply to the billions and billions of people on the planet. But for those that it does apply to, for those who are listening to this podcast, it must apply to you, or you wouldn't have found me. You wouldn't be listening to this episode, and you wouldn't have heard this card. Okay? So you're listening, transformation, metamorphosis, the in-between. Okay? So let's move forward with the mystical item of the week. This week, since we're talking about energy, we have an energy-infused crystal grid. Now, when you do an energy-infused crystal grid, you arrange crystals. You can do it in a sacred pattern, okay? You can do it however your intuition tells you to do. And if you've only got one crystal, maybe two, then that's your grid, okay? To activate the grid, some people like to charge it with your breath. So you breathe on it, all right? You can have a directed intention like, I am love, I am wealth, I am joy, okay? Or you can place your hands over it to channel the energy from the powers that be through your body, out your hand, and into the energy-infused crystal grid. Let the grid continuously broadcast healing into your space. You can place it under your bed. And if you do that, I recommend you put it in maybe a lid of a cardboard box. Okay, so the crystals stay. But of course, if you have cats, FYI, they're going to mess with it. So you're not going to want to put it under your bed. But you can put it in your living room or on your altar. It acts like a steady current of light flowing through your environment. Nobody has to see this grid. You can put it behind pictures in your living room if you want, or underneath a chair. It is completely up to you. This is your crystal grid. All right. So moving forward, as I mentioned at the beginning, September is all about energy work and self-healing. So we're going to go over some of the ways you can work with energy and work with self-healing. There are many more than what I'm going to talk about here. But this is a beginning guide to hopefully have you an aha moment. Maybe something here sparks your curiosity and you go learn about it more. Whatever it is, that's what this is. Okay, so first off, we're going to talk about hands-on and hands-over healing. This is one of the oldest and most universal forms of energy healing, healing through the hands. It can be just plain hands-on, hands-over healing. It can be something like Reiki. There are many different methods of this, and every culture has a version of this practice. For example, in Christianity, it's called laying on of the hands. In traditional Chinese medicine, it can appear through Kui Gong or acupuncture meterans. There we go. In Japanese traditions, as I mentioned earlier, it can be the form of Reiki. Among indigenous healers, you can have it described as medicine hands. Despite the cultural differences, the core belief is the same. Life force energy flows through the hands to bring balance, ease, and restoration. When a healer places their palms on, and you always ask, if you're doing this for somebody else, you always ask to make sure you can put your hands on them or just above the body, which is what I recommend. They are not forcing their personal energy into you. Instead, they become a channel for a greater university energy. Some call it chi, some call it prana, some call it life force or spirit. It's like becoming a riverbed and allowing water to naturally flow through. So what does it feel like? Well, some people often describe warmth radiating through the skin, tingling sensations, pulsing waves, or even sudden cool breezes. On an emotional level, clients may laugh, cry, or feel old memories surfacing. That's energy shifting and blockages releasing. Now, a note. Anytime you work with energy, those memories, those thoughts, those feelings that you have taken and buried into your energy body so that you either maybe forget, you want to forget about it, you don't want to deal with it, whatever it may be, this includes trauma from the past, it does shake loose. Okay. And those thoughts do pop up again. Because what your energy body is trying to do is to get that heaviness, that rock that sits in your energy field out. That's the purpose, okay? So that you can heal and transform like this week's card, all right? Now you can try this yourself. You can place your hands over your heart, your belly, or maybe your forehead. You can close your eyes. You can take some slow breaths and imagine your palms glowing with a golden light. Notice what sensations arrive. Sometimes just 2 minutes of this practice can reset your nervous system and leave you calmer. A good book for this to learn more is Hands of Light by Barbara Brennan. This book has been around for a while, and it is a deep dive into the human energy field. It's a good place to start, complete with illustrations and case studies on hands-on healing. And you're going to see all the resources I mentioned below in the show's notes, so you can click on it and go check it out on Amazon. So now we're going to move into crystal healing, which is one of my favorites. Crystals are like tiny little tuning forks for your energy field. Because they form under constant pressure and vibration within the earth, their structure is stable. When you bring them into your energy field, they encourage your body to remember balance and harmony. Every crystal has its own energetic personality. I swear, they all do. I have thousands of crystals and stones, and no two are the same at all. For instance, amethyst calms mental chatter and opens up intuition. I always feel that everyone should have an amethyst in their stone first aid kit. In fact, all these I'm going to read are excellent for your stone first aid kit if you don't have one already. Okay, so again, amethyst is the first one. It calms mental chatter and opens intuition. The second is rose quartz. Heals emotional wounds and invites love. I always say this wrong. I want to say tourmaline, but I know that's wrong. That's wrong, but I'm still going to say it that way. Black tourmaline shields against negativity and grounds your energy. We have citrine, which is a form. Amethyst is a form of crystal. Citrine is a form of crystal. You will find a lot of fake citrines on the market and a lot of real ones. And what makes a fake citrine fake? It's when somebody has an amethyst and they put it under extreme heat to shift it into a citrine. It's still a citrine, okay? But it wasn't formed naturally. It was formed in somebody's place of, I don't know, business. There are other natural ones. The natural ones that have shifted from amethyst to citrine cost more. But if you can find one from the earth that is a raw citrine, then it is much better for you. Okay. And I have plenty of them. If anybody wants to buy some off of me, I have all these stones. Matter of fact, I should put together a first aid kit. See how things just pop into my head? That is an excellent idea. Oh, I gotta do that when I'm done with this. Oh, that's a good idea. Anyways, if you would like one of these first aid kits that I'm going to put together after I finish this episode, please email me at allythies@yahoo.com, and I will give you the information for it. What's in it, how much it costs. It will be free shipping. I include shipping in everything that I do because shipping is stupid. It's stupid because it's expensive, not because I'm shipping things. But I don't want you to look at something and say, hey, man, that's $5.99. Oh, but the shipping is 10 bucks. So WTF, that it would be altogether for $15.99 shipping included. Okay, shipping is always more than what I make. It just is. Okay, anyway, Citrine, now that I came up with this great idea, now I need to remember to do it. Email me, alethese@yahoo.com. And then last but most certainly not least is the clear quartz. Amplifies any intention, acting like a magnifier for your goals. How is that for you? Oh, that's a great idea. I'm like, I'm just tickled with myself that I just thought of this stone first aid kit. I'm telling you guys, really, it's the little things in life. Okay, so how do we use these? Well, you have this first aid kit. How do you use it? You can place them on your chakras during meditation. You can wear them as jewelry. You can keep them in your space. I have a lot of stones and crystals in my space. But when I leave my house, I always take one with me. If I'm not wearing it in my three stone pendant, then I have it in my pocket. And I keep it on the side that is my receiving hand. What your receiving hand is the hand you do not write with. I am right-handed. I write with my right hand. I do everything with my right hand. So my left hand is the receiving hand. And I put my crystals in my left-handed pocket. So when I want to feel its energy, I can put my left hand into the pocket, grab it, let it pulsate through my palm and up into my body, release it, and go on with my day. Okay. You can add this to your crystal grid that I mentioned at the beginning. You can, with your arrangement of stones that work together like a symphony. Really? You can put all this first aid, all these first aid stones in your symphony, amplifying your intention and radiating it outward. Oh, I will make a basic. Oh, I have an idea now for this. I'm not going to tell you about it. I'm going to have to show it to you on outofbodyxc.com. So keep an eye on that site. Okay. The resource for this is the Crystal Bible by Judy Hall. You'll see the book down below in this episode's resources. And it's important that if you go to a crystal shop, perhaps, that you let the crystal choose you. Okay. It's usually a stone that you're drawn to. You pick up, you may put it down, you may pick it up again, but you're drawn to it. Okay. Like when I put these together, I will pick stones that I intuitively am drawn to and are asking to go into this first aid kit. Now, moving forward, let's talk about sound and vibrational healing. Sound, of course, is a vibration, and vibration is energy in motion. Because our bodies are mostly water, sound waves travel through us easily, shifting our state almost instantly. This is why a song can change your mood. Why chanting in spiritual traditions feels transformative, and why babies calm when hearing lullabies. Sound bypasses the logical mind and speaks directly to the nervous system and our cells. Healing tools can include singing bowls, tuning forks, gongs, rattles, drums. Singing bowls, and I have my eye on a set of crystal singing bowls, for instance, can create overtures that are overtones, really, that wash through the body, breaking up stagnant energy. Tuning forks can be applied directly to the body to target a specific chakra or medrin. Even rhythmic drumming can shift brainwave patterns into a deeper meditative state. And you don't need fancy instruments to experience this. Your own voice is one of the most powerful sound healers. Try humming a note that feels good in your chest, or chant om, slowly. Notice how your body responds, not just your ears, but the little shifts in tension, mood, and energy. A great resource for this is The Healing Power of Sound by Mitchell L. Gaynor. And that is also in the show's notes. Now, moving on to breathwork and visualization. Visualization, guys, is the same thing as imagination. Okay, it's the same thing. But for some reason, myself and everybody else seems to use visualization like you're visualizing something in your mind. Okay, so your breath is the bridge between the physical body and the spirit. Shallow stress breathing creates shallow energy flow. But when you breathe fully and consciously, you clear congestion and reset your nervous system. Try this simple breath. Inhale through your nose for four counts. Let's try this right now. One, two, three, four. Hold gently for four. One, two, three, four. And exhale through your mouth for six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Do this over and over again for the rest of this episode if you'd like. With each exhale, imagine releasing stagnant energy. With each inhale, picture yourself drawing in fresh golden light. Visualization or imagination amplifies this process. Imagine a river of white light entering your crown and flowing through your body. Or picture roots extending from your feet into the earth, pulling up grounding, nourishing energy. Breathwork and visualization are powerful because they combine two things: oxygen, which fuels your cells, and focused thought, which directs energy. Together, they reprogram your energy field for balance and harmony. And just something, there are people in the world who cannot imagine or visualize pictures or movies. Nothing shows up. So for visualization, for using your imagination, don't try to struggle to form these pictures in your mind. Allow yourself to feel your emotions, feel into it, as opposed to imagine into it. Okay. Imagine your feelings. And imagining your feelings would be, you'd be creating feelings to do the visualization. Does that make sense at all? Did I lose you? So if you can't do pictures, you can't do movies in your mind, and there's plenty of people who cannot, allow yourself to feelings to take over. All right. A resource for this is Breath, The New Science of a Lost Art by James Dester. Again, it is below in the show's notes. Another one of my favorite things is EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. You might see this as tapping. It's a newer modality that blends ancient Mediterranean theory with modern psychology. Think of it as acupuncture without needles. You use your fingertips to gently tap on Mediterranean points along the face, the chest, the hands, while voicing affirmations. This signals safety to the nervous system, rewires emotional triggers, and restores energy flow. For example, if you're feeling anxious, you're going to want to tap on the side of your hand. So it's the outer part of your hand below your pinky, about halfway through the end of your pinky and your wrist. Okay, and I always use two fingers. Some people use one. I use two to make sure I've really got the point. So I'm tapping on the side of my hand right now, and I would say something like this. Even though I feel anxious, I deeply and completely accept myself. And then I would move through more points. I would go above my eyebrows. I would say the same thing. Even though I feel anxious, I deeply and completely accept myself. I would go to the side of the eye, saying the same thing. Even though I feel anxious, I deeply and completely accept myself. Under the nose, and then we go on. Chin, collarbone, top of head, tapping lightly while repeating phrases. And within minutes, your stress level does drop and the body does soften. Research shows EFT lowers cortisol, reduces trauma symptoms, and improves emotional resilience. It bridges the mystical with the scientific, and best of all, it's portable. You can use it in the bathroom at work, in the car before a big meeting, or before bed to calm your mind. The resource for this is The Tapping Solution by Nick Orntner. You'll see the link below. Nick also has the Tapping Solution app that you can download on your phone to help you with tapping. All right. I love tapping. Now we have intention and self-healing. At its core, energy healing doesn't require tools or formal training. It does not. Whatever people say. It begins with intention. Your thoughts are energy. When you set a clear, loving intention, your body listens. Your cell responds. Science is finally catching up. Studies on prayer, meditation, and focused intention show measurable effects on healing and well-being. Here's a simple practice. Place both hands over your heart, close your eyes, and whisper to yourself, I choose balance. I choose peace. I choose to heal. Simple as that. All right. You can also frame it, I am balance. I am peace. I am heal. Maybe you might want to put an ing on that one. I am healing. I am healed. And sit with whatever you choose to say. Sit with that vibration for a few breaths. Notice how your energy shifts. Intention is the seed of all healing. It also is the seed of all transformation. Just an FYI. And the resource for this is the Intention Experiment by Lynn McTaggart. Again, you can see this book below in the show's notes. So, what do we take away from all this? Energy healing is not a one-size-fits-all. Some days you'll crave the grounding presence of crystals. Other days, EFT tapping will bring the release you need. You might reach for sound healing in times of stress or turn to breath work to reset your system. And sometimes, simple intention is enough. Healing is like an art form. It's not about perfection or doing it right. It's about finding what resonates with you and weaving practices together. Follow your intuition. Your energy body will guide you to what you need. So, your soul work for the week. It's very simple, but it's powerful. Choose one of the energy healing modalities that I talked about that resonates with you and spend the week exploring it. Was it hands-on healing? Spend 5 minutes each day placing your palms over your heart and noticing what you feel. If crystals called to you, carry one stone with you, remember, in your receptive hand's pocket, and journal how it influences your mood. If sound resonated, experiment with humming, chanting, or playing a bowl. If breath work felt right, practice it daily, 4-4-6, breathing cycle, and track how your energy shifts. And I forgot to mention with the 4-4-6, if you breathe in, hold it for four. When you exhale that six, force it out. And it also helps to reset your vagus nerve. Vagus, like the town. Yeah, vagus nerve, but it's V-A-G. All right. If EFT intrigued you, try tapping once a day on a small stress or worry. If you're drawn to pure intention, set aside a few minutes each morning to affirm your choice to heal and balance. You don't need to master the practice in 1 week. That's not the point of this. It's to allow yourself to experience it. Pay attention to how your body, emotions, and energy respond. By the end of the week, you'll have a clearer sense of which modality feels like home for you. Right now, it's the beginning of building your own self-healing toolkit. So healing is already within you. These modalities are simple pathways to remember your wholeness. Whether it's touch, sound, breath, tapping, crystals, or pure intention, you're not broken. You're not falling apart. You're just remembering. Okay? You are tuning yourself back into balance. And that's a wrap here on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparked something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. Don't forget your soul work for the week. You'll find it under the resources for episode below. And if you loved what you explored today, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. If you're craving more, please join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. In the Mystical Minds group, I have a free one, and I just put September's journal in there, so you're going to want to grab it. And then I also have a VIP one, which is $25 a month. With the free one, you get my energy outlook for the week every week, as well as the monthly journal. And for the paid one, you get, well, the journal, Coffee with Allie, which includes the energy work, me answering your questions, whether it's a reading or a question, me pulling a card for you personally each week, and of course, the energy overview that I also do for them. You also get my back catalog of all my work, my workbooks, everything. There's a lot of stuff in that library. And the twice a month intention grid, plus a workshop at the beginning of the month and the overlook for the upcoming month at the end of the month. So the end of September, I'll be looking at October. And if you show up live to that, I pull a card for you for the month. So you get a lot more than $25 a month, and it's a lot more. And it's fun. So take a look at it. And of course, you can always book a private reading with me, a soul session, energy work, which is half off. The energy work is half off at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection to your soul path. Until next time, everybody, endless possibilities, infinite you.